A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The night of the Passover was known beforehand to our fathers, that, with sure knowledge of the oaths in which they put their faith, they might have courage. Your people awaited the salvation of the just and the destruction of their foes. For when you punished our adversaries, in this you glorified us, whom you had summoned. For in secret, the holy children of the good were offering sacrifices and putting into effect with one accord the divine institution. The word of the Lord.
Sing to the Lord a song of praise with new hearts, bless his name. Sing to the Lord a song of praise to all the earth, his deeds proclaim. Sing to the Lord a song of praise with new hearts. His name. Sing to the Lord a song of praise. To all the earth, his deeds proclaim. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. He is to be feared for his righteousness. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord God brings new life. Sing to the Lord a song of praise with new hearts, bless his name. Sing to the Lord a song of praise to all the earth, his deeds proclaim. Say among all peoples, the Lord is right. In this world of change, he is secure. Worship the Lord for who he is and all he's made. Bow before him, all the earth. Sing to the Lord a song. His deeds proclaim. Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad. Trees of the forest will be free to sing. For our Lord has come to judge the earth in righteousness, in his truth. Sing to the Lord a song with new hearts, bless his name. Sing to the Lord a song of praise. To all the earth, his deeds proclaim.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, faith is a realization of what is hoped for, an evidence of things not seen. Because of it, the ancients were well attested. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out, not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and maker is God. By faith, he received power to generate, even though he was past the normal age, and Sarah herself was sterile, for he thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. So it was that there came forth from one man, himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sands on the seashore. All these died in faith. They did not receive what had been promised, but saw it and greeted it from afar, and acknowledged themselves to be strangers and aliens on earth, for those who speak thus show that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land from which they had come, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desired a better homeland, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promise was ready to offer his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac, descendants shall bear your name. He reasoned that God was able to raise even from the dead, and he received Isaac back as a symbol. The word of the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and he will proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have left his house, would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Then Peter said, Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone? And the Lord replied, who then is that faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is the servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, my master is delayed at coming, and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, and to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day in an unknown hour, and he will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. The gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? As we begin a new chapter in our parish life, the gospel first line is perfect for us. It's like God had this plan the whole time. It's amazing how God is. He says, there's no reason. Do not be afraid any longer, little flock. Your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. So whether we're big, whether we're little, the Father's pleased and gives us his kingdom. So we need to unpack this, huh? Here God says to each of us individually and us as a community, don't live in fear any longer. Now think about how often our life is filled with fear. How often we have anxiety, how often things just make us crazy inside. And so Jesus, who is God, tells us there's no reason to live in fear. Well, how's that, Jesus? The Father is pleased. Just think about it for a second. God the Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. God isn't a stingy God trying to hold it for you as a big prize. Let me see, are you worthy? Because are we worthy? No. But he's pleased to give us the kingdom. And the kingdom, of course, is the person of Jesus. The kingdom is being with Jesus forever. The kingdom is the kingdom of heaven. But it's the person of Jesus Christ. It's pleased. You don't have to be afraid. Why? Because I am here. It's pleased the Father to give you me. It's pleased the Father to give you the kingdom. And so how do we get there? Well, the second reading tells us. Anybody have any idea how do we get there from the second reading? Thanks. What would we do without Ed? Here, I don't know. Faith is what gives us the reality of this kingdom, that we don't have to be afraid anymore. And faith, again, it needs to be in the person of Jesus. You know, again, at this men's conference this weekend, it was fantastic. We had about 300 men there, and I was stronger in them than most people. I think it's because my third time there throughout the years. And to see all these young men and old men and middle-aged men to come and just to surrender themselves to Jesus. My whole thing this whole weekend is surrender, listen, pray. And to see these guys, how do I get there, Father? You know, everybody when they came to confession, how do I get there, Father? And I said, you got to surrender. You got to let Jesus be in control of everything. When you and I try to control anything, there's anxiety and there's fear, right? Because we're not God, right? We can't even take our next breath without God saying, okay. So if we try to be God, if we try to be in control of our lives and our situations, we have fear. But when we surrender ourselves to Jesus and let him have full control of our lives, then the fear no longer needs to be there, because now it's Jesus living inside of me. Again, we talked about, I took him through the prayer experience that, I do it all the missions, and I do it. I don't know if I've ever done it here, come to think of it. But if you ever want to do that prayer experience, you know my foundation, the reason for our Hope Foundation, has a new app out. And the app is called Our Hope TV. It's free. And so if you go to Our Hope TV, you download it. Everything on there, all the talks are free. And so the talk on prayer takes you through a prayer experience. The same thing that I do at missions or retreats. So here you have almost 300 men, and I'm walking through this, I'm sorry, I surrender, hold me. And for these grown men to sit there, and for the first time in their lives, for many of them, to have an experience that they are loved by God. And then, as always, I made him bring a sheet of paper or a notebook, and I said, I want you to write a letter to God and write a letter from God after you've experienced him. And these people are coming up. One guy comes up, 20-some years old, says, Father, you know what the Lord told me today? I said, what's that? That I should be a priest. Ha, ha, ha! That was great, and I didn't have to say a word. Amazing. But what the Lord will say to you and me when we listen to him in prayer. And so again, if you haven't done it, if you haven't gone through that experience where you let the Lord hold you, you surrender your life to him completely, fully, you repent of your sins, and then you go back and forth with a letter to him, you could do this every day. But you gotta fully surrender. Again, in my life all these years, I keep fully surrendering to the Lord. But the problem is when I fully surrender myself to the Lord early this morning, in about 10 minutes, I take my life back. Can anybody relate to that? Am I the only pagan here? You know that, okay, Lord, it's all yours. And then, oh, no, I got to get down there and make sure this is done. And then it all becomes about me again, being in control. I used to have a thing on my mirror. It said, sometimes I think I have fully surrendered. And then he asked me for something that I don't want to give up. So when you and I fully surrender, that takes an act of faith. Abraham fully surrendered everything and offered up his son Isaac. There was nothing he was not willing to surrender. That's faith. But when we fully surrender and say, okay, Lord, it's all yours. No more me trying to be God of my own life. 100% take control of everything. Take control of my money, my health, my body, my sexuality, my life, my family. I give it all and I surrender all to you, Jesus. It's yours. That's an act of faith. And faith isn't faith until there's nothing left to hold on to. I have to give it all. And then he says, now you don't have to live in fear anymore. The Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. So let's surrender ourselves individually. Let's surrender ourselves as a parish, holding nothing back, full surrender, a great act of faith that we can experience the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You got it? You get it? You're going to live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Let us stand and let us profess our faith.